AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The city of Baltimore is under a state of emergency. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
This order deploys the Maryland National Guard in order to help restore order and to end the unrest that we witnessed.
National Guard troops have fanned out through the city while firefighters douse still simmering blazes. A growing area of Baltimore is stunned by riots that followed the funeral of a black man who died in police custody. Police Colonel Daryl D'Souza says the department will find those who've been rioting and looting.
We have a lot of video that we're easily able to, over the next couple of days, really and safely say we track them down and find out who's responsible.
A senior center under construction burned. This reaction from Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
I understand anger, but what we're seeing isn't anger, it's destruction of a community. The same community they say they care about, they're destroying. You can't have it both ways.
At least 15 officers were hurt in the violence. Starting today, Baltimore is under a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew. The same thing that turned a sailboat race into a disaster on Alabama's Mobile Bay is now hampering the search for four missing boaters. Bad weather. The Coast Guard searched more than 3,000 square miles of water looking for the missing sailors before strong storms forced a halt Monday. Crews will head back out when the weather breaks. The Nepal earthquake that has killed more than 4,400 people doesn't even count the victims that may be in remote villages.
What worries us most at this point in time is the situation of those remote villages and communities living closer to the epicenter, where we can expect very high percentages of buildings would have been damaged or destroyed.
Simon Eccleshall with the International Red Cross and Red Crescent. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court hears arguments today about whether same-sex marriage should be the law of the land. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The justices will hear 2.5 hours of arguments that will focus on two issues. Do same-sex couples have the right to marry, or can states say that marriage is only between a man and a woman? There will also be arguments about whether states where same-sex marriage isn't legal have to recognize marriages from states where they are legal.
Trade is one of the top agenda items for Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state visit to the U.S. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
This relationship between the United States and Japan isn't just critical to the economies of both our countries, it's critical to the global economy.
President Obama will host a state dinner for Abe this evening. Latest celebrity to leave Dancing with the Stars.
Willow and Mark.
14-year-old Hunger Games actress Willow Shields was eliminated last night. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.